I told students I wouldn't talk about music during the school year, but after our final, a couple of students came up and asked me to sign their CDs. It was really cute.
To his students, David Stith likely looks like the average hip young grad student in graphic design. Walking through the School of Fine Arts at Indiana University, he's tall and bespeckled, blonde hair cut neat, portfolio slung around his shoulder. But the recent transplant to Bloomington is also a buzzed-about musician, label mates with some of indie rock's biggest names, and fresh off of opening up for songstress Bat for Lashes at a sold-out 4,000-seat venue in London. And when DM Stith isn't working on music or teaching undergrads in the ways of Adobe Illustrator, he's working on projects for his record label, Asthmatic Kitty, designing album artwork, advertisements, and other merchandise for their bands.
Well, I think the way that I work with both mediums is very similar. Like, it's almost like a collage. I deal with texture first, so I create these groups of textures, and then I deal with them as, like, an image or as, like, a song. And narrative is sort of the last thing I worry about.
Raise your arms for victory. Drink to love, drink to me. We'll start over, we'll start new this time. With all stars, all stars and shadow, and we're all stars. Yes, yes, I know. Yes, I know. A round of thanks, giving moon.
Buffalo, New York native David Stith was raised in a musical household, to say the least. Virtually all of his family played music, but Stith preferred to draw and write as a creative outlet. Even when he did start writing music, he never imagined that many people would get to hear it.
I've always been really shy, so I always imagined that I would just be a musician, but more with a writer's temperament. Like, I would do my thing in the studio, and then we'd release it. And maybe once in a while I'd do a performance, but performing has become a really important thing this year. So I don't know, it's my perspective on it is changing.
During Stith's time living in New York, he befriended and began to collaborate with musicians Shara Warden of My Brightest Diamond and Sufjan Stevens. Stith was inspired by these musicians to begin writing his own songs, and things moved quickly from there. Warden and Stevens' record label, the Michigan-based Asthmatic Kitty, heard two songs by David Stith and signed him on the spot, a first for the label.
One of the owners said, you should at least try performing. We're going to book you a show. And, you know, don't worry about it if it doesn't go well. You know, just do what you can. And so my first show was in Barcelona about a year ago. I was sick for like 3 months before performing it. Like, I just hated the thought of it. But it went well.
DM Stith has now played a couple of dozen times in venues all over the world. His first full-length album, Heavy Ghost, was one of the strongest debuts for Asthmatic Kitty. It garnered especially heavy praise in the UK in magazines such as Mojo, NME, and London Weekly.
In the US, the critics loved it, but it's not like, it doesn't feel like a critically acclaimed album here. People are very, still kind of confused by it. Like, the majority of the reviews that I've read in the US have used the word like weird or strange or, you know, just kind of like, it's very different. And that, as if that's a category, as if that's like a critically astute observation.
Some American reviews that did get it right called Heavy Ghost nothing short of a masterpiece of mood and texture, saying it contained phenomenal melodies and that it resembled a kind of postmodern tribal folk music.
I only realized today I thought I felt something like a shift of weight I have been hiding. I have been hiding. Oh dear divine array, I have to breathe, I have to breathe. I have a dream and it's gone. Cathode lit clouds rolling on. Did you call? Did you call? My-
walks behind. There's a lot of tension in me between my creative life, which is a very private thing, and also trying to be involved in some kind of community. And I haven't figured out how to feel like I'm satisfying both at the same time.
Since moving to Bloomington, Stith has started to corral a backing band of musicians. Some are players in local rock bands, some are classically trained in the IU Jacobs School of Music. It makes for an intriguing mix, especially during practice.
Running them through rehearsal sessions and through the instruments that we have and can perform with, they change and they turn into something really different. But I really like what they change into.
And while Stith enjoys the still new thrill of collaborating with other musicians, he admits that nothing feels quite the same as working in solitude, writing, drawing, and recording his singular perception of the world.
I'm a pretty sensitive person. And I say sensitive not like I'm a weepy, frail person, but like that I'm just very impressionable. Like I've just always been recording my thoughts down on paper or in drawings or whatever.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McRobbie.